We are here at the 2014 American Seed Trade Association Corn, Sorghum, Soybean Conference. Also, there's Seed Expo going on as well. What's new in seed technology right now? I know you guys have a big announcement. We'll talk to other people about that. But seed technology is a big deal. You guys are visiting with folks about that around here.
Yes. As far as the seed growth technology, we have the four competencies that are phenomenal. And the one that's real exciting that's coming up here at the end of January is we're about to open our new seed growth center. It's going to be bigger than the one we have today, and it's still going to hold our manufacturing, but it's going to have a state-of-the-art training center involved with it, a demonstration center, and a research center. Because as we know, as we move forward in treating seed, we got to become better because more things are going on the seed. We got to be good stewards. And so we want to be able to make sure that when they get their seed, they can plant it and get the maximum out of their crop.
Let's take this back a step. Tell me what a seed growth center is.
A seed growth center? Okay. A seed growth center is an area where we actually do training to teach people how to do seed treatments. It's actually where our equipment is. So we actually teach people how maybe to install the equipment, how to use the equipment. And if you know anything about like our on-demand treating system, it's a complex system. But it's not complex once it gets going. As soon as you understand it, it's a very simplistic, like your cell phone. So your cell phone is very complex, but is very intuitive. And that's what this on-demand system is like as well. So this seed treatment center would teach you how to use this on-demand system and be able to apply it when you take it back to your place where you are treating seed, like the retailer or the seed company.
One of those things is, there's a lot. You guys are advancing in technology like crazy. It's staying maybe one step ahead, if at all possible. The education process is really important. You guys take a lot of pride in that and put a lot of people in the right places for those things.
Oh, yes. That's why we have the four competencies and just the equipment as part of it. Service is another part. We have a full service department. So the service department has actually got what we call they have a service software similar to like you would have if your air conditioner broke down. So you would call it. They would know who the closest service person is. They would come and be able to fix it and get you up and going. The same with treating seed. So as you're treating seed, you got maybe 30 days to get all of your stuff done. You don't have enough downtime. And we'd be able to track where our people are. Plus, it actually tracks what happens and what's gone wrong. So as we build up a database, we would know what maybe breaks more or what is having the most problems, and then we can actually then start predicting and handling those before they actually happen so that we could still eliminate more problems for them. Along with that, we have a full group of key account managers that really understand seed treatments. So they don't just understand seed treatments. They understand seed. They understand crop protection. They understand biologics. They know how to put it all together to provide the solution for the seed company to provide to the grower.
Seed treatments have been a big topic, really for me, first introduced last year. We keep talking about them more and more. How important is that seed treatment for the grower?
I think in today's world, it's just overwhelming. It's hard to talk about how much because I've been doing this for, unfortunately, a long time, trust me, and to watch this business grow and to watch the seed companies be able to take their seed and you treat the seed and you can maximize their yield with it. So they're able to get control of their fungicides. They're able to control their nematodes. They're able today. We launched yesterday a brand new chemical called Alevo, which controls sudden death syndrome, which is a phenomenal product that's going to even unleash more yield power. So you can get up to 4 to 10 bushels more if you see the symptoms, if you have visual symptoms. It's amazing product. So Poncho Votiva, which has been a flagship product for us for over, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now, and to watch it build and see the ability to control the insects, to watch them, a biologic actually protect against nematodes, and putting that all together to really support the seed industry is just unmatched.
So now we'll go back full circle in your new seed growth center that's going to be out there. Tell me about all the new things that are going to be a part of that.
So number one, we'll be manufacturing. And we're actually manufacturing. We actually manufacture commercial treaters. So the major seed companies, they would need big batch treaters. And then we also manufacture downstream treaters to the ag retailers for soybeans. So you have corn, soybeans. We actually have treaters for rice. For every seed. And it's just not the U.S. This actual center will actually manufacture international. And our international business is actually growing faster than the U.S. right now. It's just a huge growth factor. And besides that, now we have actually 11 seed growth centers now. This is the only one that manufactures, but we're putting them throughout the area because it's important to have the training center. So this will be the major training center. So it's state of the art. So as people come in, we will train international people. We will train seed companies. We'll train ag retailers. And we'll even train our own people. So that training center is really important to us. And then the demonstration. So, you know, nothing's better than putting hands on, right? If you put something, if you get somebody to actually do it, that's how they remember it. It really works. So yeah, we'll have that nice demonstration center. And like I said before, I think what's really important is the research center, that we continue to innovate.
All right, Brad, anything else that you want to add?
Oh, I just think that look forward to seeing Alivo come out, because it's one heck of a product, and it's going to be unmatched of what you've seen in a long time.
He's Brad May with Brad May. Yeah, Brad May with Bayer Crop Science. I was trying to put Bayer and May together. I screwed that up again. Anyway, Brad May, Bayer Crop Science at the American Seed Trade Association Corn, Sorghum, and Soybean Conference and Seed Expo. I'm Leah Guffey.